I'm Nathan Cones with your Week in Review for Sunday, May 17th, 2020. At number 10 on our list, the CRB Board of Education has announced some decisions on the end of the school year, as well as start dates, graduation, prom, and more. Of course, that was a meeting from last week. Graduation for the Crusaders will be on July 19th this year. They've moved the end of school up a few days so they can start next year's school year a little bit earlier, August 17th for that. You can find the full details of that announcement from the Coon Rapids Baird School website. At number 9, two separate Greene County traffic stops result in two drivers facing OWI and drug charges. Again, those were separate incidents. 24-year-old Nicholas Brown, one of those, and the other, Teresa Turner. At number 8, the Carroll County Public Health Department announced on Wednesday morning the 7th Carroll County COVID-19 case was identified. An 8th case was identified later that week. As of Saturday, Carroll County's total still stands at 8. At number 7, looking at last weekend, quite a few cases of coronavirus identified in Iowa. The Iowa Department of Public Health added 843 new COVID-19 cases and 28 coronavirus-related deaths. Again, this is last weekend. As it stands, as of Saturday, 14,328 cases in Iowa so far. At number 6, a new Verizon Wireless scam is circulating here in the area. As you all know, scams pretty common. This one would actually send texts to Verizon customers, and it would appear as if the text came from Verizon. Verizon is aware of the issue and is working on a solution. Number 5, a Facebook video of some Carroll seniors honoring the class of 2020 goes viral. This is at Garden View Assisted Living here in Carroll. They did an honor walk for these senior students with some seniors, Alexis Hahn and Mason Jansen, the two that were honored. You can find the video with that story on our website at 1380kcim.com. At number 4, at least one resident may face some drug charges after items were found during a Saturday fire in Carroll. I'll bring in the details of that fire later on here in the Week in Review. Number 3, a driver has been charged after recording a blood alcohol content more than 2.3 times the legal limit. That was a traffic stop last weekend. 24-year-old Joseph Hamilton was charged with first offense operating while intoxicated. And number 2, like I said, I was going to bring that fire up here again. Residents were uninjured, but did get displaced after a fire last weekend in Carroll. It was in the 1100 block of North Main Street at approximately 8:25 a.m. Two of the apartments were occupied at the time of the fire, but again, all the residents were able to exit the building without injury. And our top story from last week, a Jefferson man involved in two law enforcement pursuits has been arrested again, this time for driving a snowmobile in May. 32-year-old Stephen Logan Desiris had been driving a snowmobile around his yard in Jefferson, and he does face numerous charges across all those different incidents. And that does wrap up your Week in Review here on KCIM. For these stories and many more, be sure to give us a like and a follow on Facebook and Twitter. You can check us out online at 1380kcim.com, as well as through the Carroll Broadcasting mobile app. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.